welcome to another episode of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. I'm Jessica Dahlquist, your host, and every Tuesday I interview a different mom who shares their motherhood journey and the lessons they've learned along the way. If I've learned anything from interviewing such a wide range of moms, it's that no two extraordinary moms look the same. We all have a story to tell, and we are all mothering in our own way. So let's celebrate that and learn from one another. Thanks for listening, and if you like what you hear, please share the show with a friend. Hello, and welcome to another Friday episode of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. It's Jessica. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm so excited. We're going to start a new series that will occur every single month, and it's a revisit with one of our past guests. And so I'm going to start us off with one of your most favorite guests. She was on episode 4, and it's Allison Faulkner of The Allison Show. She's one of my best friends in the whole world, and we had a great chat over a year ago now. So we're going to get a life update from her, and then I'm going to do a rapid-fire series of questions, and I'm going to ask the same questions to every guest that I have back on in the future. So I think that'll be a really fun way to get to know these guests a little bit better and get some interesting information in terms of the things they do on a regular basis as a mom. So let's get to it with Allison Faulkner. All right, I'm so excited to be talking with Allison. Hi, Allison.
Hello.
How's it going?
I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, this is so fun. It gives us an excuse to like put our chat on the books. Like we are going to talk to each other.
I know. That's actually, I'm like, oh, good. I've got a phone call schedule.
Yeah. And it's like multitasking. So it's good. How are you?
I am doing so great. How are you? I miss you.
I miss you too. You know, I'm coming to Utah in a couple weeks.
When?
The first week of May for Pete's brother's wedding. Well, tell me what you've been up to lately. You were on the podcast episode 4. You like,
oh my goodness,
you kicked it off.
What episode are you up to like right now?
123.
No. How did you do that?
Not sure. We just hit 200,000 downloads, Allison.
Oh my goodness, congratulations.
Thanks. So it's been super fun, but I know a lot has happened in your life in the last year. So tell me what's going on like right now, or you know, in the last little bit, and what you working on?
I'd say that mostly I'm just trying to be more like Jessica, and I started a podcast too.
Yay! And I've talked about it because I love it, Awesome with Allison.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's called Awesome with Allison, and a new episode comes out every Wednesday, except just very, very occasionally when it doesn't, because I sit in my bed watching The Great British Baking Show.
Which is so good. I haven't watched the new season, and so I'm like saving it.
I don't even know what season I'm watching. I'm just curled up in a ball watching it. I don't even know what's going on.
I love it.
It does make you very hungry.
It does.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, they don't make sponge sound very appetizing. Like, there's a lot of sponge.
I like sponge.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah. I like it.
Okay.
I'm down. My other favorite thing they say is I've got to get a wiggle on. Like when they need a hurry, it's a wiggle on.
It's
like,
the best.
Yes, wiggle.
It's so good. It's so good. Yes. So the podcast is amazing. Are you enjoying making it as much as you thought you would, or how's that going?
I really enjoy it. So I do the podcast with my husband, Eric, Pleasant Pictures. And basically the whole point of my podcast is that after you listen to it, I hope you feel a little more awesome than you did before. So there's tools for feeling awesome, like tips for dealing with negative feelings, or like questions like, are you having enough fun in your life? Yeah. And then also, you know, I get about 8 or 9 episodes in and I'm like, man, I don't really feel like talking anymore.
Right.
And that's not true. I always feel like talking. But sometimes, you know, it's the week of, and I might not feel like talking at that minute when I'm supposed to be recording the podcast.
Sure. Sure.
Because, and you know, these are the types of things that I talk about on my podcast. Or if you don't put it on the calendar and you don't set yourself up for success, then you're just, usually we just are super mad at ourselves when we fail, but then so often we don't take a look and say, I didn't even set myself up for success. So how could I not have missed out on getting a podcast episode out every week if I didn't actually have a plan in place for how to do that?
Well, sure. And you had talked a long time about starting a podcast, and it kept being put on the back burner for various reasons, but I think the conclusion that you came to that you expressed to me was like, you had to realize it wasn't going to be absolutely perfect, or it was never going to be the perfect time to start. You just had to get going. And I think it's had such great success because it is just so raw and real and like where you're at right now. Thank it feels you. Like a conversation like we get to have. So it's so fun that other people get to hear that.
Well, thank you. And I really do love doing it. And the other thing that I started doing, so 2017 started with a bang. I started the podcast. I started a Year of Awesome calendar, which is a free calendar that I do every month that people get through my newsletter, which is really fun. So every month has a different awesome attribute of the month. Like for April, for example, the awesome attribute is resilience. Mm. And then on the calendar, there are weekly challenges or just thoughts, ideas that you put into action to help you develop that attribute of resilience. So every week I send out my newsletter, and really the newsletter is me just writing and sharing thoughts, and it's very real time. And I've been absolutely loving that because, Jessica, you know, I started blogging just writing essays.
For sure.
And it's been so fun. I love, love, love writing my newsletter because it's like a blog post.
Yeah.
And it's loosely themed around what that weekly challenge is, and it sends out the download for the free calendar every month. And that has been something that's been really great because just like the podcast, the calendar and the newsletter is something I've been wanting to do for a couple of years. Mm. And I sat down and was like, I'm going to do it with the calendar date. So I've promised that every month this year, I'm going to be sending this calendar out.
Right? I love that. And you're really just systematically carving out time for the stuff you really enjoy. Yep. It's not like you're like, oh, I have to do such and such. And you like hate it every week.
Yeah.
I love writing.
It's just like the podcast, and it's just like exercise, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I really love exercise. Sometimes you don't love not watching the British Baking Show and exercising, but at the end of the day, it's prioritizing the things that I know are going to make me happiest. So, since we last spoke, I'd say maybe that's been the biggest changes. Last year in 2016, I did 4 dance parties, and my dance parties are just a really big, taxing production, and they were fun, and they were great, and they were successful. But also, again, in January, I've been talking about creating content for a branding course, Build an Awesome Brand, because Jessica knows this, and if you've ever met me in person, you probably know this. I love talking about building whatever it is you want to build and giving people tools and ideas for how to share that and do that, building whether it's a social media audience or whatever it is, because that's what I've spent the last 10 years doing, is building a brand and online business.
Yeah.
And so I had the idea a couple years ago after giving a keynote presentation on building a brand, that I would love to do a course on that. But again, you know, I was doing dance parties and having babies, and I don't regret any of it, right? Like, I'm glad I did everything I did. There's a time and a season, but this was something that I'd put on the back burner for a long time. And in the beginning of January, I just felt really compelled to prioritize this. So what I did is I set a date for a workshop before I was completely done with the content. I had an outline of the content, and that's what I shared to sell the workshop. And luckily the workshop, and I've been doing parties for a year, so I had no idea if people would be like, oh, party girl is going to talk to me about business and branding, you know, like,
right? But it's like, how did you get 500 people to show up to every dance party? There's some branding involved.
It's the branding. And I wanted to teach those principles, and I was like, well, either they'll get that I know how to do it, or they won't, right? and so I created the workshop, and I did an introductory price, and it sold. There were 20 spots, and I sold enough to fill not one but 2 workshops. And so I was super excited about that. By prioritizing the things I really wanted to get done and not wearing myself too thin, it happened with, you know, I did work hard, but it wasn't like, you can work hard like sweating, striving, paddling uphill, or mm-hmm. you can work hard but just like flowing
down the river. Yep.
Yeah. And I will say the other thing, you know, over the last year is that's what I've been working on over the last year, is how to not just push, but flow.
Yeah.
And Jessica came to my last dance party.
It was so fun. I had never been.
It was Allison's birthday get down. I threw myself a birthday party.
And it was amazing. You had a cake.
It was really fun.
That was your head. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I loved every minute of it.
I popped out of the cake like a stripper.
It was so good. And then I want you to tell people about your charity event now.
I decided that I wanted to do one really big charitable thing a year. And because my time wasn't so stretched thin with the dance parties, and I'm not saying I'm never doing a dance party. I'm just doing them not as often.
Sure.
Or if I decide I want to. And
you can do whatever you want.
Can I, Mom? Please?
Yes, you can.
This really awesome charity reached out to me, and I didn't think anything of it. And then I did. And then I reached back out to them and realized what I could do for them to help them. It's called the Children's Justice Center in Utah County. And they're a really small, the Children's Justice Center has multiple locations, but the way that they operate they're not unified throughout state or even throughout the country or throughout states, because they're like funded locally. But the way they get almost all of their donations is by private donations.
Wow.
But they have a really hard time raising money because it's child abuse.
Right.
And that's it.
Who wants to think about that? Yeah.
People don't want to think about child abuse. But the service that they provide is they're this home-like facility. So it's just this cute building that's a house. And in the past, when a child has suffered from child abuse, the caregiver, they contact the authorities, and then the option usually was that they had to talk to the police, talk to a social worker, and the child would have to relay the details over and over again. And it's, a very traumatic experience on top of a really traumatic experience. And the Children's Justice Center, when the caregiver finds out that abuse has happened, and they say that in 95% of the cases, it's somebody that they know, somebody they trusted and knew, you call the authorities, they will send you to the Children's Justice Center, and there, the child gets to choose who they report to. They can report to a social worker or to the officials. And then they also, so immediately their goal is to give power and choice back to the child in this really comfortable setting. And then they get to choose their room. And they're very humble. It's a very humble home, but they try. They try to make it cute.
Yeah.
And there's a little safari room, or has safari wallpaper, or like a baseball room. And they get to, with the non-offending caregiver, and then whoever they choose to report to, they get to go into the room, and then they just have to report it the one time. And the room has cameras and video surveillance so that they can use that footage in court and with the other officials who aren't there, so the child does not have to go through that experience more than one time.
That's amazing.
And then they also have on site and this is the part, I was at my office, and I was mad about something, people not doing what I tell them to do, with my sequin curtains, boo-hoo, Allison. And I was looking to work with them, and so they said, well, come and get a tour. So I went over there, and they're just a couple streets away from me, and I walked in, and it's a lot of reality for like a Tuesday at 3 o'clock, and the room that was really hard for me is they have like an exam room, like a doctor's room on site, and they keep physicians, assistants, nurse practitioners on site, and they perform there has to be a medical exam performed. That's just like a really hard reality. And they shared with me that a lot of kids will go in there and think that they're pregnant, or they won't know that they can't be pregnant,
right.
They'll think that there's something broken with them, and they have this physical exam, and they're assured that their bodies are perfect, and it begins that healing process. And then they also provide legal help, help them know where to go for legal advice. And then they also have counseling services too.
Wow.
And so it's just, and there's CJC's Children's Justice Centers all around, but I live in Utah County. They reached out to me, and they do have a hard time raising money because they're small,
sure.
They're local. And like I said before, it's a hard reality to talk about child abuse and how prevalent it really is. And it seems really sad, but I love everybody who works there because they're like, it is sad and it is heartbreaking, but at the same time, like, this is where the healing and the hope starts.
Well, and it's more sad to think of it continuing on and them not having those services. So that's sadder. Yeah.
And so I realized that a dance party for child abuse maybe wasn't appropriate.
Good call.
And I have some friends who do an event called Bright Night, and it's Ashley Reeves and Amy Twitty. And I immediately reached out to them and said, let's do a women's empowerment night and raise as much money as possible. And they just were like, sure, drop everything. They have their own businesses, their own families, their own events, and they dropped everything and were like, let's do it. And so,
wow.
So it's not just me, it's a lot of people. And we had the idea that if we brought 20 influencers together with large social media reach, that we would be able to bring not only a lot of awareness to a small charity. That the thing about charities is they suck at social media, they suck at branding,
they need you.
They're not good at messaging because they're small charities, that they're working on helping the children.
Yep.
And what social media influencers do for a living is learn how to get good at messaging and events and negotiating contracts, so we don't have to pay for things. We get them in trade for our promotion. And so we got 20 influencers together, and we got them by just asking for them to post about a headline sponsor. We didn't have a headline sponsor, and saying, hey, we just want to bring awareness to this charity. And the main thing is absolutely not one person is making a penny except the charity. And nobody's taking any money. We're not paying for any services. We're getting all of the services for the Women's Empowerment Night compensated and negotiated for in trade for social media promotion.
Wow. What a blessing. That is amazing.
It's amazing. And so... So the cool thing is we have, I think it's almost, it used to be 1.5 million, but I think we have over 2 million in reach now between the influencers that we have on board. And you sharing it on your podcast is even more so. And so it's just amazing how everybody was just so willing to drop everything and say yes. And so the Women's Empowerment Night, I wish we could even sell more tickets because we could raise more money, but we just don't have a space big enough. And we're going to have 6 different panels in total with 3 to 4 influencers on each panel.
Wow.
And then we found a headline sponsor, Sense of Style. They're a women's clothing company owned by a woman CEO, and their goal is to empower women, and they are coming in and matching our ticket sales. So we're hoping to sell 200 tickets at $100, so that's $20,000, and then the sponsor is giving $20,000 to the charity to match ticket sales.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's amazing.
But we're also going to live stream the event. And we're going to do it like, I'm calling it like a telethon, and we're trying to raise 10,000 additional dollars
okay.
by live streaming the event, asking for donations for people who can't be there in person.
I love a good telethon.
Yes.
I love a good telethon.
Because the CJC said, I was like, okay guys, how much money do you want? Like feeling all confident, like I can do anything, And they're like, oh, it'd be cool if we could get $50,000. And I was like, all right, cool. Yeah, sure. No problem.
And then you thought, wait, how much is that?
And then I'm like, oh crap. Okay. I can only sell 200 tickets. Okay. $100 a ticket. The night we're getting this delicious dinner and drinks. From So Delicious, which is a fun drink company, and Penguin Brothers, they do ice cream sandwiches, and then the speakers, and then swag bags, and then I'm having professional photographers take pictures of every woman there, and then we're having I'm going to teach a lesson on how to look hot in photos. And just like a 5-minute quickie lesson. Uh-huh. And then we have 2 salons, Relic Salon and Platinum Salon. They're bringing all of their girls to primp people for their professional photos. And so even just the value of the
what
night,
a fun is, night.
Is well over $100, but not 1 cent is going anywhere but to the charity. And
amazing.
Then on top of that, Sense of Style is donating, doubling it. So,
amazing. So, when is it?
It's May. When is it? Where am I? It's May 13th.
Okay.
It's in Provo, Utah. Tickets are going to go on sale on the 17th.
Of April.
Of April. So okay. In a couple days.
Yes.
But if it sells out, which I'm just getting cocky and saying it's going to sell out really fast. That's why I'm so excited about the live streaming, so that people can still donate and still, because that's, okay, $20,000 from tickets and $20,000 from the headline sponsor. That still leaves $10,000 that I said we were going to raise.
And you're going to do it.
So that is where I'm like, we're going to live stream the event and have a donations button on our website. And I just think that, like, what, $10,000? That's not hard. We can
no.
do that.
No, you just did
that's
40.
Not hard.
Okay, so where can people buy tickets and okay, how can they find
so
the live stream?
The tickets will be going live on Monday, and the site is not up yet.
Okay, but it will be.
But it will be, and it's cometogetherevent.com.
Okay, cometogetherevent.com. Okay, and then is that the same place where the live stream will be?
Yep. Well, that's the same place where the information about the live stream
okay.
will be. I think that we'll probably have to live stream it through Facebook, and we'll create a page for that.
Perfect.
But you know, guys,
I love it.
I'm just trying to get the tickets up. So
well,
I'll
this
let
is
you know after we
amazing. Do You've worked so hard on this, and it sounds
yeah,
like such
well,
a fun,
and again,
fun
it's,
night.
I'm used to doing Allison Show dance parties, so it's always, you know, my name in lights, and that's why I try to be really, really careful not to make it sound like my event, because it's Ashley and Amy and the Children's Justice Center and Sense of Style and then 20 other influencers and more and all of the local companies.
Amazing.
Because, yes, they're getting, you know, promotion out of it, but that doesn't change the fact that, like, Oteo from Linden is giving us over 250 meals.
Amazing.
You know, and
so it's generous.
It's so generous. It's just, so here's the thing. It's just, the event is called Come Together. And that has the thing that has been so flooring to me is the power of people coming together. Mm. It just feels too easy. Everything in life feels hard and overwhelming, and all of these terrible things are happening around us, including the fact that this Children's Justice Center even has to exist.
Yeah.
It's so heartbreaking. Rebecca, the director, shared the statistic with me that in Utah County, which is, I live in a bubble, right? Before the age of 18, 1 in 4 girls will be sexually abused and 1 in 5 boys will be sexually abused. And it just feels so sad and so overwhelming. Again, you just want to crawl in your bed and watch the British Baking Show. But, you know, we started thinking about this event, and it just...
It came together.
It came together. So I just hope that your listeners, because I know everybody who's listening, we feel so small and so insignificant. It's just so many people just came together and just made it so that we can do a lot. And so kind of the little tagline we have is come together event. We're going to raise a lot, like let's raise a lot of money for a lot of good. And you know, the whole thing is like my dad, I was feeling so overwhelmed because I get reached out to for charities all the time. And I said, I don't know what to do because I just feel guilty all the time saying no. But at the same time, every time I say yes to something, it's saying no to my family or no mm-hmm. to moving my business forward, which I hope to do good with as well, you know? And he said, what you got to do is you need to pick one thing that you can do and go all in on that one thing. And then every single time you have to say no, you just remember that you did all you could do for that one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not just a good principle for this. I think that's a good principle for, like, everything, right? Like,
yeah.
You pick what you can do, and you focus on that, and then everything else you suck at, there's a, just
yeah.
get over it.
Yeah. Like, you have to move on at some point. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's really wise counsel.
Yeah, my dad's a genius. So,
he is. Amazing. Yeah, I'm so excited. I know it's going to sell out in minutes, so people will definitely need to figure out exactly when the tickets go on sale on the website cometogetherevent.com.
We created an Instagram for it. It's Come Together Event.
Yeah, okay, Come Together Event. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll link to all this in the show notes so people can just go there and it will all be in one place.
I just got so excited.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, so I'm really excited to have people back on the podcast because we love getting these updates. It's been over a year from you.
Oh, and I've talked too long.
This has
already
been so fun. Oh, no. People love it. People love you, Allison. But now I get to ask you 9 really fun questions.
I'll be really quick about them.
No, it's going to be great. And we're going to hear what you do in your day-to-day life and how you're feeling these days. So, question number one. What books or podcasts have you listened to lately that have really resonated with you? What did you just send me? The Audible book that you sent me.
Was it The Four Agreements?
It was.
Okay. I was going to say, I read a book a week, so it's hard for me to keep up. The Four Agreements, I think it's by Dan Ruiz, Don Miguel Ruiz.
Yes. Don.
Don, it's amazing, and it's going to change your life, and it changed my life, and it only takes about 2 hours to listen to it. Or it's a really quick read, The Four Agreements, and done. Next question.
Okay. Tell me what a go-to meal is for your family. Well, I just need to keep, I know you don't cook, but I need to keep it consistent for all the revisiting guests.
Okay, okay.
What does Eric make them?
Okay, so when I want to feel like a mom who thinks about feeding her children, I get a frozen lasagna and frozen Texas toast.
I love Texas toast.
Yeah, and my kids love lasagna, and Ginger loves Texas toast, and she's my 6-year-old. And I do that. And then I will say, on Monday night, I made tacos, and tacos are so easy, and Ginger and Rad, 6 and 3, actually ate them, which is the first time ever. And so I think I'm going to make Monday night taco night.
I love that. Yeah. Yeah. Why are we trying to, like, get all crazy with our new recipes, new things? Our kids don't even eat it anyways. Taco night,
you know,
Mondays,
what?
Done.
If you feel, if it makes you feel valuable to do that, then
sure.
Do it. But if it makes you feel like a failure, give up now.
Bingo.
Up now.
I love
next
it.
Question.
Okay. What is your favorite treat to sneak?
Oh, Mrs. Calls. Chocolates.
I think we've been eating the same version of chocolate in a different brand, but I've been seeing this. Yes.
You must get Mrs. Calls.
Okay.
She came to one of my branding workshops and she brought me a box of chocolates, and my assistant didn't know what to do with them. And by box, I mean like
cardboard box.
There must have been 400.
Okay.
Caramel covered chocolates, sea salt, caramel with chocolate, like a big caramel chocolate. And she put them on my box, like 400 of these, and I didn't know. I would have shared them with people at the workshop. And so I have this box in my office, so anybody who comes by gets all of these. And it's really made it so that when I eat other chocolates, I'm like, but it's not Mrs. Calls.
Right.
That's how much I like them. And I told her, she's not paying me, guys.
That's how much you love them.
And they're local. They're actually local in Utah.
Amazing.
But they sell them all over. So
Mrs. Good.
Calls.
That's a great answer. Great answer.
I eat them all day long.
Okay, Allison, you get in the car. You have no agenda. Where do you go? You have no kids. Where do you go?
Oh, you know where I go. Target.
Yeah, for sure. But you're stopping at So Delicious on the way.
I stop at So Delicious. I go to Target. Or I will say, because it gets dark, because in the winter it was getting dark early, I go to, after the kids go to bed, I go to the Provo Rec Center, and they have this annoying indoor track that it's like you have to run like 15 times to make a mile. And I just go there and run and make a fool of myself or talk on the phone really loudly and annoy people. And I'll stay there for like 2 hours just chatting or doing whatever I feel like doing. And then I'll go to my favorite grocery store, which is Harmon's. And then I walk around also talking loudly, annoying people there because I only like to grocery amazing. Shop.
That's yeah. perfect. That is yeah. perfect. Okay. Do you have a most embarrassing mom moment?
Like, just me existing in general as a mom is always embarrassing. Oh, this is a pretty good one.
Okay.
So, I was doing a dance party last year, and I was working with LuLaRoe, because they're awesome, mm-hmm. and they were sending a pair of custom leggings to all, like, 700 leggings for every person at the dance party. But because of timing, they ended up having to send, like, I think it was, like, 1,400 pairs of leggings. Because they were sending like one of each color. Anyway, 1,400 pairs of leggings. That's a lot of boxes. And they were delivered to my house. Okay. So 1,400 pairs of leggings are being delivered to my house. And I'm a hot mess because I'm doing an event and I'm a hot mess and I'm trying to figure out what to do with these boxes. I mean, there must have been like 30 plus boxes.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah. It's hard to visualize what 1,400 pairs of leggings
are. I can't even.
Yeah. Like, right. And, you know, I'm trying to figure out what to do. I'm on the phone. I'm working with vendors. Who even knows what's going on? And Rad, who's turning 4 next week, walks outside, and he just has a shirt with nothing else on.
Good.
I think it was potty training. And he just was like, oh, hey, what's up? Just running around. And we had just moved into the house, like new neighbors. And I didn't even notice that he was naked for like 10 minutes because I wasn't even paying attention to him. So, I mean, I've done a lot more embarrassing stuff, but I feel like that just reflects
right.
like, where I'm at with my motherhood abilities.
Right. The boxes yeah. took precedence over the half-naked child.
Well, I didn't even notice he was naked.
Yeah.
And, like, the delivery man, yeah, it was cool. It was
cool. That's amazing. Okay, what is the number one thing you tell your mom friends?
Hire a cleaning lady.
Yes.
And a babysitter. Oh, but I don't need a babysitter because I can do it at night. No, no. You deserve to see daylight without children. You're not a bad mom if you see daylight without your children. I just would like to tell all of your mom friends that.
That's perfect. What cheers you up when you're down, or how do you recharge when you're down?
Soda. Yeah. But soda. Diet Coke. Also exercise.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's annoying, but go for a walk. I go for a walk. I was in the worst. I'm getting my period, if you can't tell, because I've cried like almost 6 times. And I'm getting my period and I like wake up. I'm like in the worst mood. And I drove through Dairy Queen and got a dipped cone this morning. They weren't even open. I went to the drive up window and like knocked and the girl came. So that's the mood I'm in. I got a dipped cone at 10:30 a.m. and was, like, eating it. Like, I dare somebody to question me.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Before, and then I went for a walk, like, walking around, like, mad. And now I'm not as angry as I was. And
that's
it's
great.
So annoying, but it's true.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Uh-huh. Okay, a favorite thing that costs under $10?
Soda.
It's a priceless
guys,
gift.
I get that it's bad for me, but I'm doing the best I can. And one day, I will not let this addiction define me, and I will be okay not having an addiction that's fun. But until that day, it's a Diet Coke with sugar-free coconut and fresh lime.
Done.
Done.
Oh, so good. Okay, last question on a little bit more of a serious note. What is an extraordinary mom to you?
Honestly, my initial reaction was like every other mom but myself, which says a lot.
It does.
Right?
Yeah, it does.
That's what just went through my head, and I'm going to blame my period. So here's an extraordinary mom is one who doesn't think that, right?
Well,
but like, that's still, excuse me. No, but here's what I think. You've got to define what being a good mom is, because if you just walk around like a good mom, I'm not a good mom, but you don't have a definition of what a good mom is, then how do you ever know when you are being a good mom, right?
Or it's like, or it's like the pieces of 50 moms that you know all put together into one super mom, and that's who you aren't, right?
And that's who you think you should be?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, and for me, it's like, I'm not comparing myself to other moms. I compare myself for other things, maybe. Mm-hmm. But, like, for me, it's just, like, I just suck. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, about whatever it is. Like, I work. I suck. I do this. I suck. You know? Mm-hmm. But that's not healthy, and that's not good. And so, what I started thinking is, okay, what is a good mom? What is a good mom? Because I don't get to say I'm a bad mom unless I can say what a good mom is, right?
Right.
And so for me, I almost don't even want to say what I think it is because it's not going to be the same for anybody else.
Sure.
But one thing like I like to focus on with my kids is, am I hearing them? You know, like, am I listening to them? And am I present when I'm with them? So that's been my main focus is, am I present when I'm with my children? And because I think you can start to tell if you're not present with your kids, they stop expecting you to be present.
Whoa. Yes.
and
that's wow.
If my kids stop expecting me to be present, if they're not going mom, and they're not expecting that they're going to get it from me, then that's like a big indication to me that I need to check myself before I wreck myself. And so, cause you know, I'll feel so much guilt that I work. Should I work less? But I want to work more, but I want to do this. I'm happy working. Well, I should make myself miserable and work less because when I worked less, I was having anxiety attacks and I should go back to that. Not right.
Right. Like, right.
And, you know, and I'm talking like I come into work from like 10 to 5, you know, like it's all over the world. Women have to be, and all over the country, women, that's a luxury. That's
oh, absolutely. Yeah. To
have
choose
working hours, you know, and I'll still feel so much guilt because I work for myself. So it feels like I should figure out a way to work for myself and be with my kids all the time and not have breakdowns, right?
That's a lot to ask of yourself.
It's a lot to ask. And so for me, it's when I'm with my kids, I'm present. And honestly, that has meant I straight up don't have my phone with me when I'm with my kids. I'd say like 70% of the time. Now, I can do that because I go to work and that's when I have my phone with me, and then they go to bed and I have my phone. See, if you're a mom and you're home all day with your kids, me telling you to never have your phone with you and your kids, that's not a realistic expectation.
Sure. That's right? Good to point out.
So,
yep.
So I want to share that, like, but maybe you block out some hours that you don't have your phone, or maybe your phone isn't a problem for you, whatever it is that makes it so that you have a hard time being present, you know?
Sure. We all have that thing.
I'm going to bet it's your phone.
Yeah. Yeah. No, totally. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
That's really great. Yeah. You have to have that definition for yourself and then compare yourself against that definition, not against the other moms and their definitions, and don't judge other people for their definitions either.
Yeah, and because when you read, like I just told you to read, the four agreements, one of the agreements is to always do your best, and he points out that sometimes your best isn't the same as the next day.
Yes.
And honestly, what I tell myself lately is sometimes I did my best and it wasn't good enough. Like, I did my best to not forget an appointment the other day, and I forgot it. And I set two reminders in my phone. I mentally before it was a really important phone call, and I straight up missed it. And normally I would have just beat myself up for that for like a long time because it was like money and business and how could I do something so stupid? And I just sat down and I thought, did I do my absolute best to make sure I didn't miss that phone call? And I was like, yes. Was my best good enough? No, it wasn't, but I did my best. So that's, it's like, but your best always has to be good enough. sometimes it's just not.
Right. Sometimes you're not at functioning at 100%.
And you know what it was, Jessica? I got really real with myself, and the night before, I'd only slept like 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what can I do better in the future? And it was like, I've got to set myself up for success. And if I only sleep 4 hours, I'm not setting myself up for success.
Right. Your best at 4 hours sleep looks a lot different than your best at 8 hours sleep. Yeah. Yeah.
And my best when I'm getting my period looks a lot different than my best when I'm not getting my period.
You better believe it. You better believe it. Yes. Oh, that's huge. That's huge. You should have a podcast. You have all these thought McNuggets to share.
Keep her from talking.
I love it. I love it. Allison, it's been so fun catching up and getting to share our conversation today. Thank you for answering my fun questions, and I hope everyone will go to cometogetherevent.com, whether they can attend in person or whether they want to attend the live stream and donate, whatever. Just being aware of these types of organizations, I mean, it's so powerful. It's hard to know, but you can't forget about it once you know about it. And so, so just
you're
like,
good at this.
I should be in branding.
you should have a podcast. Oh, wait.
I love you so much. Thanks for taking the time. And I'm so excited to see all that Child Justice Center is able to do through this good work that you're doing.
Yay,
and everyone should listen
you
to
your so
podcast.
Much.
I love it so much.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. But
it's
I love
so
you.
So good. I love you too. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye.
So I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Allison. I hope you enjoyed the questions. And so we'll be seeing those questions again and again with the guests that I revisit with over the next few months. And I hope that's fun for you. If there's a particular guest you'd like me to have back on in particular, I'd love to hear who that is. And I will do my best to get them here. And so, yeah, if you are in the Utah area and you are interested in the Come Together event, you can go to cometogetherevent.com. And all that information on that charity event, which is so amazing, helping out such a wonderful cause. It's going to be a great night. So I wish I could be there in person, but if you can be, I'm super jealous and you should get your ticket. But everything that we talked about today will be on extraordinarymomspodcast.com. And I'll have links to everything, a cute picture of Allison, and that will just be fantastic. You can follow me on Instagram at JessicaDahlquist3, on Facebook at Extraordinary Moms Podcast. And I just want to thank you for sharing the show. Like I said, we're over 200,000 downloads now, and I know that's because of you guys sharing the word. I don't know 200,000 people. I just don't. And they don't know me. But I love getting your emails saying, you feel like my friend. You feel like we'd be friends if we lived in the same place. And I feel that way too. So thank you for reaching out to me and sharing that with me, letting me know how these podcasts are impacting your life. It means so, so much to me. If you know an extraordinary mom that you think I should have on the show, I would love to hear from you. If you're an extraordinary mom, you can email me at jessica@extraordinarymomspodcast.com, and I would love to hear about your story or the story of somebody that you know. So I'm excited for next week's episode. I hope everyone has an awesome weekend, and I'll see you next Tuesday for another episode with another extraordinary mom. Bye.